Newstalk ZB, it is now 6:17, and Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management is back with us. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Larry.
So then, Sam, how's the week been in the equity market so far?
It's actually been all about what's been going on with the Reserve Bank and what the currency's been doing, Larry. The main event last week was undoubtedly the official cash rate review by the Reserve Bank. And while they left it unchanged as expected, the biggest surprise and what's had a huge impact on our currency is that move to push out when we will see a rate rise. So that's translated into a big fall in the Kiwi dollar and has been compounded by that situation we have with Turkey and the US creating a risk-off environment in global markets.
And how did the comments from the Reserve Bank impact on our local market?
Yes, well, we now have the New Zealand dollar trading around 65 cents versus the US, and I think that was a real surprise to most, that 12-month move in terms of the timing of the next likely rate rise. Did catch people off guard, and the bottom line, I think, is that for equity markets, a lower dollar is good for our offshore earners or exporters, which we have plenty, so that's the likes of Fish and Buckle, Healthcare, Main Freight, Scales, A2 Milk.
Okay, and what about the corporate news front? What has stood out for you?
It's been a busy time, Larry. Locally, it's Fonterra again making some headlines with that company placing its shares in trading halt last week and then announcing an earnings downgrade. We've had capital raisings from Steel & Tube and tech company Serco. And outside of that, the financial reporting season is heating up now locally. So Sky City reported its result last week with the high rollers back in town there to help that one. Contact and Freightways released their results yesterday, and Somerset was out this morning.
And what did you make of the Fonterra announcement?
At the headline, it was negative for both farmers and shareholders. So what they did was they lowered their farmgate milk price to $6.70, dropping it 5 cents, and departed from the calculated value under the milk price manual. And in addition to that, they stated it was unlikely to declare a second half dividend versus a prior indication of 5 to 10 cents per share. So the lower milk price and the dividend cut is clearly negative for farmers, and the softer earnings or profit guidance in addition to the dividend cut is negative for shareholders.
And what do you think this move by Fonterra signals then?
I think it departing from the milk price manual is an effort to maintain the company's earnings, and it's not a surprise to see the volatility in their business. There are some parts which are exposed to global commodity prices, but generally they should be able to forecast it better. I think it does signal that Fonterra is constrained with its balance sheet and how it is struggling to manage that volatility. So those two issues desperately need to be addressed.
Now, let's go back to the financial results. What are you looking for? What do you expect the market to be focusing on?
I think it will be an interesting period, market, Larry. Overall, I think we will see a very solid set of numbers from our companies. The New Zealand economy has maintained its momentum over the first half of this year, but it's really the outlook statements that will be in focus, and that's because consumer and business confidence are trending down. So it could be things like rising costs, like wages, impacting businesses which don't have enough pricing power to pass them on and maintain their margins. Or it could be something like the plateauing of the local housing market, creating what has been a huge wealth effect in the economy and how people will spend their money differently. So will that impact a business's confidence?
And have you seen weakening confidence in any of the financial results so far?
Fortunately, no, not yet, Larry. Sky City was confident of delivering another positive year of growth, despite what I would consider a business that is reasonably exposed to the wealth effect of the housing market. Freightways, which clearly is very exposed to the New Zealand domestic economy, believe they can offset the wage pressure that they are seeing with their large courier network by lifting prices. And then Somerset, who sells retirement units, is seeing strength in its sales across the region. So no signs yet.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. It is 6:21.